This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast and our Fast Track Friday episode, where I dig deeper into a specific strategy that I know can help you in your jazz playing. Today, I want to talk about a secret to long-term musical success, right? A secret to long-term musical success. And there are a lot of them. There's a lot of, you know, quote unquote secrets to long-term musical success that we could talk about. But I want to talk about one specifically today that is something that I've really noticed has been working not only for me or has worked for me in the past, but also has had a huge impact on our inner circle members. And I have enough years of observations to really speak to this topic. In order to do that, though, I want to tell you, I guess, a bit of a story here. So over the last year, I've taken up a new and kind of unexpected hobby, which has led me to spending a lot of time in a certain place. And that certain place is Madison Square Garden in New York City. And that's where the New York Rangers play hockey. That's right. This music guy became a sports fan, sort of. You see, my parents are Canadian, so I grew up playing hockey. It was kind of a mandatory thing, right, if you're Canadian. If sports were ever on TV growing up, it was mostly hockey, right? So over a year ago, my dad came to town for my daughter's birthday. And he told me that it was a bucket list item for him to watch a game at Madison Square Garden. Because, you know, Madison Square Garden, for those who don't know, it's kind of a really important arena in the hockey world. And so he told me that, and I bought him some tickets. I bought us some tickets to go to the game together. So what I didn't know going into this was that the going to that game had a strange and unexpected effect on me. Maybe it was nostalgia, right? You know, maybe it was the fact that I hadn't had a hobby in over a decade, or maybe it was because I needed something other than music and my business to consume my thoughts, which is kind of how my life has been over the last, decade or more. But all of that, I instantly became a New York Rangers fan at this game. And I started becoming a person even I didn't recognize. I got a sports TV subscription, so I didn't miss any games. I was constantly looking for bargains on tickets. I was asking for New York Rangers merchandise for Christmas. I was listening to New York Rangers podcasts and YouTube channels. And my wife was watching it unfold with gracious acceptance and amusement. What was happening to me, right? How does a person who formerly had little interest in sports in general, the music guy, go to becoming one of those people who drinks his coffee in a New York Rangers mug every morning? So as I've pondered this very question over the last year in an effort to understand the new Brent that has emerged, I think it can be boiled down to this. And here's where that secret to long-term musical success comes in. And that is community. Okay, community. You see, doing something we love with other people can be a huge motivator. And when you notice other people are going all in, it inspires you to go all in as well. Like when I see how much fellow New York Rangers fans care about their team, it makes me care too. And it also helps us feel more connected to others with a shared interests. For example, I now speak with my dad and my brothers, who all love hockey, a lot more often. Because, you know, music was never a common denominator between us. I was the music guy, but hockey is. So when I'm talking to others about how a New York Rangers game went, I often refer to the team as we, quote unquote, as if I'm an actual member of the team, right? I'm assuming ownership because I feel part of a bigger community. And when it comes to playing and learning jazz, community is arguably even more important. Jazz can certainly be played alone in one's bedroom in isolation from everyone else who cares about it, and they can still have fun. But when you have others to play with, to share your successes, tips, enthusiasm, that's when you truly get hooked on music, right? Now, I surveyed my inner circle members some months ago, and I asked them, what keeps you motivated to play and practice jazz? I asked them that question. I got a lot of responses. One of the main responses I got was community, right? And people said it in different ways. Some people said it in ways of like, hey, having someone else to play with keeps me motivated, right? Having a jam session to go to keeps me motivated. Having a gig keeps me motivated. A lot of people mentioned our online inner circle community that we have, where essentially you have a bunch of hardcore jazz musicians and fans playing all sorts of instruments, getting together to nerd out about jazz, to help each other, to share their successes, their wins, and their advice with each other, right? Like that is community. That is feeling like you're a part of something bigger. You're not alone in this journey. You're doing it with other people. And certainly music, and certainly jazz, is a music that is meant to be played with other people. I've learned a lot of jazz standards in my time, right? I've learned a lot. You could even say hundreds. But the ones that I know today, the jazz standards, the songs that I could still play for you today, are the ones that involved community, right? The ones that I actually played with other people often, right? Those are the ones that stuck. Those are the ones that resonated. It was community for me that caused me to become someone who wanted to become a professional jazz musician. When I was in my last year of college, my last year of high school, I was lucky and fortunate enough to get connected with a private art school that I got a scholarship to. That's where I met my jazz mentor. And being there, I was around other, you know, musicians my age who were just absolutely crazy about this thing called jazz. And it was kind of a rare pocket in the town that I was from. And they all wanted to play together. That's what they wanted to do after school. They wanted to play jazz. They wanted to practice. We all bragged about, you know, what we practiced the night before when we got home from school. We all had a jam session every single Thursday that we played at. That was our jazz community. That was where we were doing things together, right? And I can say with 100% confidence that if I didn't have that community of other people, seeing how everybody else was just as excited as me, seeing how others were learning and practicing jazz, right? Then it's quite possible I wouldn't have taken it so far, or I wouldn't have believed I could do so much with it, or I wouldn't have believed I could become a better musician than I was then, right? And it's all because of community, feeling connected to other people, right? Just like that, me becoming that New York Rangers fan, right? That sense of community and belonging of something, a shared interest, can cause you to do things like, you know, pay for sports subscriptions, buy merchandise, do things that I never would have done before as someone who is not really a sports fan. So here's what I want to challenge you to do. Community can come in all different forms. It could come with just one friend you have to play with. It could be in the form of a local jam session that you have. It could be in an online community like what we have in our inner circle membership. It could be a combination of any of them. But I want to challenge you that if you find yourself outside of a community, but you really do want to improve your jazz playing, to figure out how to get involved in one. right? Even in a small way, even if you're not a social person, right? Figure out how to do that, because that could be one of the best decisions you ever make for your jazz playing. I mean, you could listen to this podcast, every single episode of this podcast, you could get the best jazz courses, you get the best resources. But if you're doing that all in isolation, right, it might be a slower uphill grind and not as fun and interesting or motivating, right? So find a community that you want to be part of. If you're already part of a community, but you're just not really invested there, see if you can step your foot in a little bit further, right? See how engaging and investing in it can help you improve your playing for the long term. All right, my friends, that's all for today's podcast episode. That's all for today's Fast Track Friday. And that's all for this week of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. As I always ask at the end of the week, hey, if you've been enjoying this show, finding it valuable, you're listening on Spotify or Apple or somewhere else, just really quickly on the app, leave a rating and review and share with others why you like this podcast, why you find it valuable. It just helps others who find or come across this podcast see, hey, this is a great podcast worth listening to. I do appreciate you taking the time to do that. And of course, if you haven't actually pressed the subscribe or the follow button on your app, make sure that you do that. Don't want you to miss any of the great episodes we have coming out. You never know when one of these episodes is just the answer that you need to help break through a plateau and get you going to the next level. All right, my friends, until next time, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.